Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I know you're probably going to be mad at me for sharing that personal moment between you and I.
Yeah, you but, suck.
Steve recently just grabbed me in the hallway and said, Slacker, I want to know what love is.
You know, I don't. I'm trying to recall that moment.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Are you doing the lyrics?
I want to.
Okay,
know
no, I don't. Okay, I don't recall. Any.
I know you can show me.
None whatsoever.
I want to know what love
okay.
is.
I don't recall that happening.
I want you to show me. He said it just like this, and I was like, Steve, that is.
Buddy, I wish I could.
That is an emotional question. You're like, yeah. Slacker, I've lived a life. Bereft, it was the word I think you used.
Yes.
Bereft of emotion.
Mm.
Emotionless, cold, callous, and dark is what you said.
Logic is, I think, what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you said, will you please explain love to me?
Yeah, because I don't, what exactly is
love? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is, I don't know, I've been to enough weddings, I can't remember the whole thing.
I was going to say,
that is a wedding thing.
Yeah.
When I say I've been to enough weddings, I mean as the groom.
Ah. So you've said these words, you've heard
them
like
that. I let the dude say it. I'm like, yep, huh, I do, whatever. The thing is, did you say at the end where she gets half my stuff?
Gotcha.
Seriously, this has come up on the show before where, I remember the last time we had to talk about this, my daughter was all into like the emojis of the phone. When she first got the iPad, she was putting hearts and saying love, love, love. She loved love. And then she's like, Dad, what? I mean, I love you and I love mom, but what is love?
Yeah, what exactly? Define it for me, Dad.
So I said, Mia, why don't you just wait? I'm going to go into work and I'll ask the intelligent people who listen to the radio station to call in and say what they believe love is. But before we get the intelligent people, we'll find out what Steve thinks it is. I don't know what's wrong with me right now.
I can tell you what it's not.
Okay, what is it?
Because whatever.
What is it not? I'm sorry. Yeah, what is it not?
Yeah, people go, well, it's you can set that feeling you get in your stomach. And then
it is a feeling. Love is a feeling.
Is it?
Yeah, well, what is the feeling in your stomach?
Describe the feeling that you feel when you're loving and you're loved.
Oh, so you're going to do the...
Am I going to do the thing?
You're going to try to... Boy, you're going to try... So whatever I say right now...
Yeah.
Like if I say it gives you a warmth, you're like, no, that's a temperature.
That's not love. What?
That is love. Love is a
temperature. It's a warm,
it's
gooey...
It's not one thing.
It's the gooey feeling you feel.
It's not...
Or the people always say, it's you would automatically die for that other person no matter what.
Do you have to say it like that?
Oh, is that kind of...
You would die! If you do love someone, like I think there's different kinds of love. The kind of love that I have for my children is, I would never be able to put it into words.
So that love is stronger than the love you have for your wife?
The love I have for my wife is a... You're just going to jump on me for this word because you think it's all this way. But the love that you have for a person who's not your offspring, I still believe is a choice. You have to choose to, you can fall in love with somebody, which in your brain is like, you want to nail them.
There and
it's
go.
All,
it's
there's,
lust.
There's a loss. There's yeah. a, there's other things, but then you look at them and you go, I think I could be with that person. There's enough that we have in common, enough that we have not in common where we would challenge each other. And I think it's great. And then you choose, you have to make an active choice every day and go, I'm going to keep doing this love thing. Even when there's days where you wake up and go, I'm going to put the axe down and I'm going to choose to love. So I think with, you know, a person of the opposite sex or the same, whoever you're with, that kind of love is a choice. But I think with your children, there's no choice.
You automatically just
good
love them.
God.
Automatically
with
love
everything
them.
That I have.
You don't have to make a conscious, okay, I think I'll love Noah.
But I think I could consciously choose to unlove them if they did something so
heinous.
Horrific.
Yes.
Correct.
We talked about that.
Yes. There is a point where it would be difficult.
You could turn that
switch. I don't know. Yeah. For you, it's like, no, I'm done. It's like a light switch. And it's like, for me, it's more like turning off the Death Star. And so it's like,
it would take a little while, this whole process. Yes,
there'd be.
Okay.
But I've still, you know what I've done? I've just been describing types of love, but I haven't said what it is.
Yeah, in your words, your mind, your heart, Slacker, what is love?
I've learned in therapy.
Well, you hear what your therapist
defines. Can I just ask why that elicited so much laughter immediately?
It's not funny that you required therapy. It's funny how...
Require therapy? Maybe I'm just making myself better.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that one. Yeah.
You're the hole before the B-hole. You're the A-one.
Wait a second.
I've learned in therapy, one of the things is what I kind of believe love is. Love is giving someone everything you want and expecting nothing in return. And if it's working, they're doing the same thing.
I give them everything that I want. No, that I don't
want. It's sort of like you're like, I really wish I had sushi or whatever. And like you guys both love sushi and it's like, oh, I really want this, but I'm going to give it all. You give them all you have, all you really want in the world. You give it to them and you hope that they return the favor. And then it's like, it's a symbiotic thing where you want to give them everything and you hope that they return the favor.
To me, it sounds like dice rolling where you do something and you hope you get something.
As a divorced person, there's some rolling. Let's do this. If you're out there and you're listening, young or old,
yes.
Male, female,
yeah.
Gay, straight, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Explain to us in words that we can understand what love is. A couple off the internet before we get to phone calls. To me, love means coming home to a full fridge and lots of hugs from my family.
Okay, the fridge, the food that's being preserved. And
so again, you're breaking it down to like, so it's material things. I got a little physical contact.
And sustenance, you know, keep us alive. Okay.
To me, love looks like sacrificing certain things for the better of a person or even an activity that you love.
Wait, now, if I'm doing something that requires sacrifice, how can that be a good...
Selfish.
What? No, I'm
how
just
How can it
saying,
be a good thing to, like, no. give of yourself unconditionally? Good God, Dark Soul. I want to know what love is.
I was just making...
I want you to... You know what it is, dude?
What?
This is why you don't know love.
Okay.
Because in half of these definitions, and I bet some of the people who are calling already, there's going to be love is work. Love is effort. Love is, and you don't want any part of that.
Well, because
you want life to be effortless.
Yeah, shouldn't love be effort? The one thing on planet Earth, love should have to work at it. Love should be effortless. Love should just happen, right?
No.
It should consume and overtake you.
Yes, it can.
You don't have to work at love.
But then once it overtakes you, it's like the undertow, and you have to swim against it so it doesn't drag you under and steal your soul.
That's love.
I feel like there were children leaning in closer, like, Slacker's going to say what he thinks love is. Oh my God, I think he died. In his version of love, he was fighting an undertow of love that killed him.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay, love.
We want to know what love is, and we want you to tell us. Claire?
Yay.
What is love?
Love is to will the good of another person.
Huh.
Is that sort of what I was trying to explain earlier when I was like, give them crap and hope they give it back to you?
I mean, absolutely. But I think whether you get something in return or not, that's not the definition. The definition, it is to want only the best thing for another person, whoever that is, in whatever way you want it. But that is in your whole intention is to will the goodness for another person.
Like what a coach does for like an athlete.
Yeah. But like you still want something back, right? Like, I'm not one of those unconditional. I like, hey, here's all, I will the best for you.
Do it back for me.
Right.
You said earlier when you said I would have to willingly like choose to not love my kids, but I couldn't like unlove. It's not a choice to love them. You don't expect anything in return from them. I mean, they don't.
Yeah, and I really don't get anything in return from them either.
That's why. Why do you people have kids?
It's just a huge drain of resources, love, emotion.
They're a bunch of takers. That's all they are.
It's awful. Thank you, Claire. That was a good explanation, I think.
Yeah.
Drew.
Yay.
What is love?
In my opinion, love is sharing. And I'm not talking material objects. I'm talking the fact that you don't want to do anything by yourself, because if you don't have anybody to share the moment with, it's pointless.
Wow.
So it's just, it's sharing everything. Your life, your...
So if you're not love, you just don't do anything then.
That sounds familiar.
You have nothing to share.
You can travel, but if you don't have anybody that makes it worth it to make you happy while you're there and share the moment with somebody, then what's the point of going in the first place?
Wow, okay.
I love that definition.
I'm plenty happy traveling alone.
No, you don't go anywhere, Steve. Oh my God, you are such a liar.
What?
Oh my, yeah, I love traveling alone from here to Aurora and back.
Southeast.
Camille?
Yay.
Yay. What is love?
Okay, I'm going to make this short. I've loved a few times in my life, and I've also been married, and I've also been divorced, and finally being with someone that does it the same way that I do, it just works, it just clicks. So to make it short, I think love should be easy. Like you guys are saying, it should be effortless. It should be effortless. It shouldn't feel like you're putting in any work, actually. It should just feel like you're being your true authentic self. You should be encouraging the other person to be their true authentic self and to be comfortable every single second of every day. And it should just be normal and natural and fun. And that should,
yes, that should be nice. Easy.
Love should be a friendship, too.
How old are you?
Okay.
I'm 29.
Yep.
Whatever.
Call me in a little bit.
No, she knows.
No, it's just, it should be all those things, but real long-lasting love does require effort.
Work.
It does eventually, eventually have work in it, because nobody is so effing compatible that you're just like, yeah, I see.
I
just,
do you see me putting work towards this?
Nobody's even trying to get close to you.
I disagree. I'm with someone who I've actually been best friends with for more than half my life, and this just makes sense. And I know I'm probably talking out of my ass here, but I'm just saying that I think it should be a friendship that truly lasts, and it's just easy. So
I want it to work. Love should be easy.
If you're working at it, then you shouldn't be with that person.
You don't work at anything, so you don't.
Yeah. Everyone should be with me.
Oh. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Alex.
Yay.
Yay.
What is love?
Love is that uncontrollable feeling that you need to put somebody else above yourself. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Every part of your being strives to be better, to make that other person better.
I like when you said uncontrollable urge. It comes, you can't control it. It just happens. It just does.
You know what, Steve?
What?
You're just going to keep trying to circle back to effortless.
I just liked the way you said that where Slacker says there's work, you're saying it's just sucking you in like a vacuum, like when the Millennium Falcon's being sucked into the Death Star.
Wow.
Effortless.
That to me is...
You can turn off your phaser engines because it's effortless.
Phaser engines, not right in here.
I don't think... I think that's Star Trek.
David?
Yay.
What is love?
To me, real simple. Love is that one moment where you go from like to love. That one second that you involve your emotion into it. Because as a kid, I take it back to thinking when I was a kid, whether that be 10, 12, 13, when you think you love something, well, everybody likes items. That one moment that, I end up loving it. That one moment where you add that emotion into it.
It's one more.
I see that.
It's like on Nas. You know,
yeah,
it's
you
like,
get the boost.
You get the boost on the like, and you're like,
yeah.
Yeah, I get it. That's good. Thank you, David.
Turn it up to 11.
Lauren.
Yay.
Yay.
What is love?
When you let your partner go number two when you're in the shower or brushing your teeth.
Dang, it pretty much comes down to that.
That's tolerance.
Oh, that's not really.
And it's work, but yes, sure, that's love as well.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.